An Ontario Arts Council project from Sarah Kay's newest album, Monodizzy. That's Do You Think of Me Today on the Mainstream. Of course, Kay's an Ojibwe and Cree singer-songwriter from Lake Helen First Nation near Thunder Bay, Ontario. I've featured a number of her latest singles here recently, and of course, a great and up-and-coming singer-songwriter all throughout Indian country. I'm Brett Mabee, right now welcoming you to this hour of great music. We're going to hear from Panda Bear, of course, famously of Animal Collective. Before the half is up, Tedeschi Trucks Band, one from Australian legend Paul Kelly. Later on, a double shot of Melody MacArthur and one from former Cree Chief and continuing host of Moose Meat and Marmalade, Art Napoleon, from an album of great rock classics, all sung in Cree. So stick around for more details on that. Right now, it's the latest from Gorillaz, who teamed up with Sparks for The Happy Dictator. I'll be back in just a few. Right now, you know the drill. Turn it up and sing along and enjoy this set of music on the Mainstream.
Smoke, you won't see what's coming. clouds till the bed is all falling.
I feel the sadness coming down. The pigs run in the zoo. There's murder in the news. Things work like me and you. Me and you.
Everything's well, it's well in the end. So throw off your clothes of sex with your friend. Turn on the tap just to watch it running out. Now your mother's mission, keeping up with the youth. Stand in the rain when the blood has passed.
Where it looks like something evil. Dream of turning on the window.
A light. Shadows are crawling.
I feel a sadness coming down. The pigs run in the zoo. There's murder in the news. Things work like me and you. Me and you.
Hey, this is Whitney Tai of Los Angeles, and you're listening to Native Voice One, Native American Radio Network.
It's done.
Panda Bear's 50 Milligrams from Sinister Grift today on the mainstream. We also heard Portugal the Man and Gorillaz and Sparks with the Happy Dictator before that, getting us into that block of music on your new favorite show. I'm Brett Mabee, and right now, if you're just now joining, thank you so much for spending a little bit of musical time with me here today. I do broadcast 7 days a week, 3 hours a day, of course, from the Seneca Nation's Allegheny Territory. And we still have a lot more listening to get through. Music from the likes of Teddy Swims. Later on, Amelia Sisco and Cole Diamond and Mink. Also, Otis Taylor, who teamed up with Indigenous, the band Indigenous frontman, Monto Nanji, a number of years back. Right now, helping us to get back into this block of music, Turn It Up with Paul Kelly, who is often considered Australia's Bob Dylan. His song, To Her Door, took 7 years to complete. He wrote the music first and rediscovered it years later on an old tape. He's also a published poet and author. This is the continuing story of Rita. In fact, it's Rita Wrote a Letter from 70. On the mainstream.
I really don't know how I'm talking. 6 feet down and under the clay. The laws of nature forbid it, but I was never good with rules anyway. The day I walked out of prison, I knew that I was still in stir. For the crime committed, I was still doing time. Behind the walls between me and her. Rita wrote a letter. I keep it with me every day. Rita wrote a letter. This is what she had to say. She said, Joe, I'm really sorry, but me and Dad, our love is here to stay. With the kids, it's getting there had stolen my game. They put me on the dishes and the pots and pans. I was happy being busy again. And every night when I came home with my back and feet all aching sore, I lay there in Mary's spare room, toss until the break of dawn. You don't wanna get from phone calls, they started to dwindle. Once they moved further up the coast, those silences that dragged on forever, I couldn't find the words I needed the most. One day I went to see an old friend, and I brought a little package home. For old time's sake, sweet oblivion, but some things you shouldn't do alone.
Playing with my emotions. Hi, my name is Sandy Schofield, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
What you waiting for?